Unit 3. Bacoral. Page 69. The Rise and Fall of WikiLeaks.
When the founder of WikiLeaks was granted bail in London, every newspaper here in Britain and many around the world carried the image of a tired, pale and relieved Julian Assange as he left prison surrounded by his supporters. To them, he's a modern-day hero, but not all of them have stayed loyal. I'm Simon Cox, and in this edition of Assignment on the BBC World Service, I investigate the rise and what now some see as the fall of WikiLeaks. How did it turn from an obscure website lauded for its work to one now increasingly criticised as a fractured organisation fixated with America and run by a messianic leader?
We felt WikiLeaks is developing in the wrong direction. There's too much personal entanglement. It's not entirely clear anymore what is personality and what is organisation there.
I think this is seismic. What's happened has changed the world. And if it hadn't been Julian, it would have been somebody else.
Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have come a long way since 2006, when the website started. Its goal was to become what it called the most powerful intelligence agency on Earth by publishing leaked documents which would expose corruption and wrongdoing in oppressive regimes. It has no headquarters and few staff. Most of its work is done by a global network of thousands of volunteers. It does have an advisory board, though, of 9 people.